Michael Bernhagen was so moved by his mother's death, he made a documentary about a subject few want to talk about. His own unease with death reflects that of the general population.
I'd never been in the presence of a dying person before, so I had no idea what to do. And thankfully, my intuition told me that I should sit down by my mom's hospital bed and hold her hands, which I did. I held her hands.
His mother had advanced vascular dementia, and Bernhagen wasn't even sure she recognized him.
But something about the look in her eyes was telling my heart otherwise, and she started kissing my hands and stroking my face, and all of a sudden released my hands and made a gesture, you know, as if she said, "Why don't you come in? I got something to say to you." Lean in a little bit closer. And staring me deeply in the eyes, she uttered four simple words that I didn't know it at the time, but would later change the course of my life. And those four simple words were, "I've always loved you."
Bernhagen says she'd never told him that. The experience taught him what matters most to people at the end of life has little to do with medicine and a lot to do with relationships. Medical technology can prolong life in cases that wouldn't have been possible in the past. Attorney Ben Adams reminds people of this when he talks to groups about advanced care planning.
This is the last 35 years when medical technology made those leaps to where they can keep us from dying or bring us back from the dead, but they can't restore our health.
Adams is involved in promoting Honoring Choices, a Wisconsin Medical Society initiative to discuss future medical decisions. John Maycroft directs Honoring Choices for the society.
Really, it's about values and what really is important to that person. So for me, for example, I have a 3.5-year-old son. And if I can watch him smear yogurt on his face for 30 minutes every morning, I hardly care what the rest of my day looks like. I don't want to be in screaming pain. I want to be able to communicate. But for me, the priority is to watch my son grow up. And if I have to go through medical misery and back to get there, that's worth it to me.
These initial conversations are designed to get people to think who their healthcare agent should be or whether they want to write down their wishes. Honoring Choices Wisconsin started in 2012 with 6 health systems. Maycroft says it now has 25 organizations on board.
The progress has been extraordinary. It's been more successful than we ever imagined. It's also been a lot harder and slower than we ever imagined.
The Medical Society got behind this effort after seeing Consider the Conversation, a series of documentaries about end-of-life issues by Bernhagen and Terry Koldestal.
We at the Society didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know how to do it, but it was clearly something that where something needed to be done.
It makes sense the medical community would get on board since medical facilities are where more and more Americans are dying.
If there's one thing that Terry Koldestal and I have learned from producing the Consider the Conversation films over the last 6 years, is it's that our success at fighting disease and extending life has created a new problem.
Bernhagen says that success has fundamentally changed how and where Americans die. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.